You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Here's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Local Hour. We're talking EKU baseball with Ron Franklin Jr., EKU women's basketball with assistant coach Coretta Brown, and so much more. That's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Local Hour.
McKinney looks, steps into pocket, throws, open receiver, touchdown! Colonels, we're not done yet!
Our identity is we're going to press for 40 minutes, we're going to play up-tempo, we're going to play with unbelievable passion, and then our brand is the most exciting 40 minutes in sports.
Welcome in to an all-new edition of the Sports Stove Local Hour presented by Righteous Felon Jerky. It's time to join the flavor revolution, and you can do it at righteousfelon.com. Use that promo code STOVE15, that's STOVE15, and you can try it out for yourself and get a 15% discount as well. Welcome into the program. I'm Ben Stover, joined as I am almost every Monday by the one and only Ryan Jackson. How you doing, Rhino?
I'm doing all right. Getting back into the groove of things with school and workouts.
I've seen a lot of pictures and, you know, little clips and things of you guys in the weight room. How much enjoyment do you get out of that, the weightlifting and things like that?
I actually have really enjoyed weightlifting ever since I got to EKU because I didn't lift all that much in high school. So it was a new thing for me. But it's been great this year, especially because the amount of energy this team brings and the amount of just fun we have in the weight room, because that's the place where everybody really tries to get better, because everybody wants to look bigger, stronger, better. And I've always enjoyed the weight room, getting stronger. It makes me feel good. It makes me like want to get up and do something sometimes. So I like the weight room.
Well, I will say this, just on paper, the team looks still really, really good. There are some question marks and some things that'll be figured out, of course. But, you know, it's funny with my pro football team being eliminated a couple weeks ago in the Packers. I've really turned my attention mainly to baseball, although I'm getting pretty excited about the NASCAR season, too. I'm kind of jumping back into racing this year for the first time in like 8 years. But so I'm starting to get excited about all these things that are getting ready to start. But then there's always something that just pulls you back to football a little bit, whether it be the games this weekend, you know, just different things going on. So, I don't do any weightlifting, which I know if you see me in person, that's hard to believe. But this physique comes very naturally. I never got any joy out of it either. Like when I was in high school and lifted, you know, the goal was just to get ripped and it never happened. And so I didn't have any fun lifting, but to be fair, I didn't do it with people who were trained either. And I didn't have a great purpose either. So maybe that has something to do with it. But I know you guys have been, you know, you've had a couple meetings, I believe. You've done some things with the guys along with, you know, that. And then you've got all the classes going on too, which, you know, is always so much fun. I don't miss school for one second, Ryan. Like there's not a day that goes by where I go, man, I wish I could be in class right now. But I'm happy for you. I'm happy it's almost over. At least the first part of it, and that you're moving on to bigger and better things here in the very near future also. So that is good. I want to come back to our sponsor here, Righteous Felon, real quick. So last week, I got an order in the mail. I was talking to my boss about Righteous Felon Jerky, and And told him, man, I love this bootleg and barbecue is my favorite flavor. And he said, well, go get some. And he said, I'll pay for it and we'll give it to everybody. Let everybody in the office have some, everybody on the team have some. And so I got a whole box full of bootleg and barbecue, came in last week. We passed them out at work. Everybody loved it. It's great stuff. And I tell people this when I'm talking to them about the jerky. It's like, I know they sponsor the show, but I'm telling you, I really like this jerky. It's really, really good. So if you haven't tried it yet, you need to try it out. Righteousfelon.com. Listen, there are some available at Costco if you shop at Costco. Mm-hmm. There's some at the Pilots and the Flying J's. There's some of the other restaurants or local grocery stores and things like that. But if you get it online at righteousfelon.com, first of all, it's going to be cheaper because you use that code STOVE15, you get the discount. Second of all, you support the program. And so we appreciate those who have already done so. And would encourage you, if you haven't yet and you like beef jerky at all, you got to give it a try. And they've got really spicy flavors. They've got some mild flavors. They've got one turkey jerky that's really, really good. The Fal Capone, I'm telling you, I was really impressed with that. They got sweet jerky. They've got it. They've got it all. And so make sure you go try some of that as well. I also want to say shout out. I met some more listeners this weekend. Got to go to the guys' basketball game on Saturday. What a rare Saturday that I didn't have basketball. And so got to go hang out and got to meet some more listeners that just said, hey, hey, are you Vince? Yeah. I was like, oh, I listen to the show. Okay, great. And so always appreciate that and the support. And appreciate people from the university who've listened for a while now. Talking about how much they're enjoying it, especially with you on the show now, Ryan, too. So that's always nice to see and nice to hear as well. But that basketball game on Saturday. So, Ryan, I got to go to a girls game Thursday, I believe it was, and then the guys game on Saturday, or maybe it was Thursday last week. All the days run together. But anyways, so when I got to the arena on Saturday, the game started at 4. I pulled in around 3:30. I usually get there about an hour early, but I did not come that early this time. And so I pull in at 3:30, you know, a good number of cars in the parking lot, whatever. Mm-hmm. I walk in through the back entrance and come and get my seat down there on the baseline. And I mean, the crowd was just buzzing from the get-go. Like, I mean, 30 minutes before tip off, there was just a buzz going on. And I know the YMCA, they passed out some tickets at the YMCA, which there was a good crowd from that. There was, I think they said 4,300 people in the crowd on Saturday, something to that effect. And but I'm telling you, you could feel it. You could feel it. And North Florida came in. If they won, they would have been in first place in the ASUN. EKU was in first place, but they could have ended up being second place if they lost. All that good stuff. The game started off rough for EKU. My goodness, North Florida shot, I think it was 53% from the three-point line in the first half. And then the second half, it was 27%. So it came back to earth. But it was a fun game. Leland went off. Just absolutely. I told him when he came into the press conference room before we turned on the cameras, I said, you know, you were on the show Monday. I don't want to take all the credit for this, but he had his record setting, his highest scoring college game with 29 points. He was phenomenal. Big Coase was great. The defense really turned it up in the second half. There was so much going on in that game, and it was fun to watch and feel what was going on around. And you know, it was a fun experience. I hadn't been able to go to very many guys games this year just because of the way the dates fell. And so it was a lot of fun to be back and watch and experience what's going on right now. Undefeated in conference play, Ryan. So I said this on Twitter the other day about the girls team, but it's true for the guys team too. I said, it smells like March in here. So, I mean, this is a team, this guys team, they were high expectations coming into the season, preseason number one in the ASUN. And it looks like they're answering the call, right?
Yeah, it definitely seems like they are up for the challenge. Obviously they're coached by one of the best coaches in the entire conference. And at Eastern Kentucky, we have some of the best supporting crowds ever. It's weird because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of people when you come to Richmond, but when you come to a stadium here, whether you call them Maroon Platoon, Colonel Crazies, whatever, our fans are extremely supportive. And touching on the guys' team, you can tell they've built more confidence as they've played conference games. And as they build confidence, they're obviously building chemistry. They're finding ways to get shooters open. Leland's driving. Kozar's been one of the more consistent players in the entire conference. Everything's working out great for them so far. And I can't wait to see how they continue to go like this. And it falls on their vets and their young guys pulling weight too. With Moreno, like you said, he's steady, and you can tell when all his games he gets his points and he helps his entire team out, and that's all you can really ask for, especially in basketball. You need movement, chemistry, and confidence, and right now they look like they got all of it.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know if we broke some news last week or not. I didn't push the matter. But I asked Leland the question, you know, how far out are you from reaching your dream, do you think? And he said one more year. He said, after next season. And I almost said, well, does that mean we're locking in next season, you know, or does that mean we're going somewhere else next season and then trying to get to what is the plan? I didn't push him on it. So possibly breaking news on last week's show with Leland, but the baseball team was there. They had a little event going on before the game. To a meet and greet event, and then the guys came down and sat over there in the student section, and boy did they get loud. They were fully supportive of what was going on there as well. They threw some t-shirts out at one point also, and but it was a fun crowd, a lot of kids. My goodness, after the game they signed posters, the players did, and a ton of kids were there as well, and it's always loud when kids are there. But it was nice and boisterous at the very least. So we continue to encourage people, come out for these games, the guys' games, come out for the girls' games. I'm telling you, these girls need the support. They deserve, they've earned it. I don't remember who it was that said last week, but one of the guests talked about, you know, winning brings fans. Well, the girls are winning, and the fans haven't caught on yet. So we're going to try to get some people out. I've got a plan. I'm hoping that on February this is the guy's schedule. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday. My plan is to be there, and I'm going to try to do my best to try to get a bunch of people to come with me for that game a week from Thursday for the girls. And so if you're listening to the show and you're in Richmond, make plans now. Thursday night, 7:00, not this Thursday, but next Thursday. They do have a game on Wednesday night. I can't make that because of church. And I think they might have another home game possibly on Saturday. That might be the guys. I forget where I've got games also. But anyways, the point being, a week from Thursday, let's show up. I have a Sports Stove representation and have people show up and be there to support the girls for that game. Ryan, we got a big show tonight, though. We got two great guests coming on. We got Ron Franklin Jr. He is a veteran baseball player at EKU. This will be his third season at EKU. He will be one of the returning players that we'll see a fair amount of, it looks like, this year, where there are a lot of new faces, but we're going to see Ron Franklin Jr. out there in the outfield, an important part of the bat as well. So he'll be joining us here in just a few minutes. And then after him, we got assistant coach from the women's team, Coretta Brown, on the program. I love having Coach Brown on. She's a great interview, first of all. She's a great lady, which is probably more important than being a great interview. She's a woman of faith, but she is a person who holds the girls accountable and coaches them and teaches them. And you can just see how much she loves them. And so excited to have her back on the program here as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And the goal will be, when we come back, we'll be talking with Ron Franklin. And if he's not here yet, then we'll talk some more. We're going to take a quick break, though, and hear a quick word from our sponsors, Righteous Felon Jerky. Say hello to America's most wanted craft beef jerky. Over 15 flavors with all kinds of character. The number one jerky gift box and all natural black Angus quality made right here in the U.S. of A. Taste the flavor revolution at RighteousFelon.com. Use the promo code STOVE15 at checkout. That's RighteousFelon.com. Promo code STOVE15 at checkout. All right, welcome back into the Sports Stove Local Hour presented by Righteous Felon Jerky. And it's now time to welcome in our first guest of the evening. He's our third baseball player we've had on this year, fourth baseball representation. But he's the first player that we've had that's been around for a little while, and that's the one and only Ron Franklin Jr. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Hey, man, living the dream. Looking forward to baseball weather. talk about the practice in Richmond, Kentucky, when 2 weeks ago it was snowy and below freezing. Yeah. Last week was okay. This week has been so far cold. What's it like to practice here and then go play in Alabama in a couple weeks?
Practicing here, me personally, I do not like it at all. I'm not good. But we had practice today at like 4 o'clock, and it didn't end until 6:30, and it was freezing. Like, we all bundled up, man. And I mean, like, once we go to Bama, I don't know how cold it's gonna be. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be probably in like the 60s or probably the 70s or something. But that'll be nothing to us. So we
you'll be ready for it by that point. Talk just a little about the team this year. You've been around now for several years, and a lot of new faces again this year, which is common these days. How are you feeling about just the camaraderie on the team right now?
I feel confident. We just all love being around each other. Like, so many personalities, and a lot of people from different like states and out the country too. We got like 5 Venezuelans on the team who could come and do some damage right away. Our young guys, we have a couple of them that could just come in right away and make a big improvement on the team. And I just feel like we're just ready for anything that come our way.
More specifically in the outfield, what is the trio looking like this year? I know there'll be more than 3 guys that are going to play, but you've had friends come and go at times as well. How's that looking out there in the outfield?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm not the coach or nothing, but I mean, if I was a coach, but probably me, DJ Sullivan, and probably Max Williams. But we have a couple young guys that could come in. Jaden Brown, Tate, Nunley, some young guys who've been showing every day at practice like they're ready to play.
Coming into this year, you're one of the more EKU experienced guys. You're definitely one of the most experienced guys, but even so, one of the more EKU experienced guys. Is there any feeling different for you as far as your role this year on the team?
Not really. I just want to be a leader. Like, I just want to lead the young guys in the right path, on and off the field. I know Elijah, like me and him are like real close, so. Because we kind of have like a similar game, and he pitches too. So like, I know a lot of mental things go through his head, but I just want to just make sure he's straight like every day, and make sure like things he go through, I probably went through it, man. So like, anytime you need to talk to me, I got you.
Nice. Ryan, what you got for Ron?
I gotta ask, cause it's different in football and baseball, I'm assuming, with home and away games. Cause mm-hmm. It's always nice playing at home and all that, but it's something in football when you go away and beat somebody at their place, it just feels good. So I have to ask, which is a better feeling, winning at home or going to somebody else's place and beating them?
It depends on like where the away game is at. So like, say if we play Kentucky, like that, you know, that's always going to be big. Or like we go to Auburn and we beat them two out of 3 games. Like that's mm-hmm. huge, but. Games at home, winning a series at home is always a big feeling.
Now, last year, your numbers pretty much stayed pretty level with where you were the year before. Mm-hmm. What are you individually trying to improve on this year versus last year?
The last 2 years ain't go as planned. But this year, honestly, me mentally, for sure, but me and Coach Jones been working on a few things in the cage, like body control, like keeping everything simple. Coach Pro been on me every day about being late to like shorten up my swing. And lately it's been improving a lot.
You did improve in walks last year. You walked 7 more times last year, 8 more times, last year than you did in 2022. Is that just a matter of growth for you? Is that something that you saw last year, something coaches try to get you to do?
I mean, I think it's a personal thing because I've been striking out way too much, and I know that's not me. So me getting the walks and getting on base and use my speed will help the team a lot.
Now, what's the game? I know the next one. Okay, let's pass by the whole just baseball talk. All right, what's the game on the schedule this year that you're saying, or the team that you see on the schedule this year, non-conference, that you're going, yeah, that's one I'm really looking forward to that game?
Oh, that's easy. Auburn. Automatically Auburn. I would love to play Vandy. I mean, when we play Vandy too, I know that's gonna be good too, just to be on that field and everything. But Auburn for sure, because I have a lot of family that's coming up. So, and it's only like I want to say like 6 hours from New Orleans, so they're gonna be there.
That'll be fun. I mean, that'd be awesome. And I think the cool thing too about Auburn is you get to play three games. Vandy, you only get to play one game. Yeah. Kentucky, you're gonna play them twice, but once at home, once on the road. But Auburn, you get a legit series with them, which is pretty cool. And like you said, close to home. You're from New Orleans, Louisiana, and now you have family that is at. I mean, I've seen some of your family at home games, but you got a bunch that are coming up for that game.
Yeah, my dad didn't tell everybody that I'm playing at Auburn, so he's gonna bring the whole family with him.
I was talking before the show about your dad, because I've seen your dad at games before. He's vocal is the word that I used for him. You know, and Ryan's dad, who's also named Ron, is a avid supporter also. Having your dad there for those games, how much is that? Is it ever like, come on, dad? Or is it always you just love having him there?
I mean, I think it's an in-between thing, because growing up, it always been like this, but he kind of like slowed it down a little bit, not being as loud. But he'll say the same stuff over and over and over. I'd be like, come on, dad, like, you got to stop, man.
We got to work on creativity a little bit, mix it up a little bit for sure. No, it's fun. I enjoy seeing the passion, especially in parents. You know, my kids play basketball, and so I get very passionate about that. So I think it's fun. I think it's neat to see it. I think it's great that he's there and gets to be there. What's the best advice your dad ever gave you?
Like I say, he say the same words over and over. All he say is relax and breathe. I'd be like, I got you, bro. I got you.
And have you seen that advice come through even more importantly in life versus baseball?
Oh, yes, 100%. Me just relaxing, like, for baseball, like, me just relaxing at the plate, I mean, it gives me, like, so much confidence. Like, sometimes I just be tense and anxious. Like, I want to do this. I want to do that. Like, I want to hit the baseball. But, like, just relaxing and just playing the game and just having fun is a big thing.
If you had the opportunity, you were guaranteed to go yard on one of your pitchers, one of the guys on your team right now, who's the guy that you would love to light up the most?
Let's see. Probably Reese Brown or Isaac Milburn.
Okay. All right. Is there a reason behind those guys?
They both just like to talk a lot of trash. So, but I just keep my mouth shut and just do it on the field.
What's the walk-up song this year?
Hot Boy Ronald.
Okay.
Hot Boy Ronald.
Do you have a backup song, or is it just the one song?
I do have a backup song. I got a couple. I have Turks and Caicos by Rod Wave. I'm a big Rod Wave fan. We have a country song. I'm not really big on country, but I do like this song, Till You Can by Cody Johnson. And we have a Hispanic song by J1. It's called Una.
Oh, yes. See, that one I know. I don't know any of the other songs that you mentioned. That one I know. It's fun. When we go, when my kids are able to come with me to the games, that's the one thing that my youngest son talks about the most is the walk-up. So when we get back in the truck to go home, he loves those. You guys lose Will this year. You know, he decided to go on and get drafted. But he was a big part of that leadership as well last year. Not only yourself, we've already talked about your leadership, but do you feel like you got other guys that are really stepping up to fill the void?
Oh, yes. Joe Clancy, like, he keep everybody intact and focused. Santiago, same thing. That's my best friend. So, he keep everybody focused too. But yeah, besides them, that's really it.
Which player on the team do you think we're going to see massive improvement out of? You know, someone who's been here, someone that's returning that you'd say, man, I think this is the year he really breaks out and people really start to see him.
Either Max Williams, DJ Sullivan, Connor. I think Connor going to have a big year too. Silas and Santi for sure. And we have
– same question for the new guys that you're going to say, hey, you're going to get to know this guy real soon.
JC, Justin Carini. Yes.
Yeah.
Carency, my fault.
Carency, yeah.
Yes.
Man, I'm telling you what. I was just telling Ryan before we came on the air tonight. I was like, I've turned the page on football when the Packers lost a couple weeks ago, and I'm just all in for baseball right now. I'm so stoked for baseball. Like I said to Joe, I think it was, it might be just I'm looking forward to the weather, but either way, I'm looking forward to baseball and being out there. Ron, what else you got? Ryan, what else you got for Ron?
Me personally, I can't wait to hit off Joe. we'll get that squared away whenever that happens. But my next question is more of a would you rather. Would you rather, and this is to win the game, you rather walk off home run or throw a guy out from the outfield?
Oh, walk off home run. Yes, walk off home run easily because, like, the crowd keep going crazy. And then seeing your teammates at home plate and just having fun. I know Coach Pro will be screaming to the top of his lungs, man. Yeah, I'll definitely do the walk-off.
Now, let me ask you this because Ryan brought it up. So, Joe, when Joe Clancy was on the show, he said if we gave Ryan 10 opportunities to make contact against Joe said he wouldn't make contact in 10 tries. Do you think Ryan can make contact on Joe Clancy?
Ryan, first, I'm gonna have to see your swing at first, but
okay.
I Joe pitches, probably not, because like the best in the conference couldn't even touch Joe.
Yeah,
this is just disrespectful.
Yeah, Ryan's a little hurt over this, but we'll continue to ask it. We're gonna figure it out. We're gonna get Ryan at the plate Joe out there. We'll see if Joe tries to push him off the plate a little bit, but. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be fun. Ron, listen, first of all, we really enjoy cheering you on. And we're glad that you're back and excited to see what you're going to do this year individually. And we're really excited about the baseball season for the team, too. I love what Coach Pro is building here in Richmond and the staff as well. And I'm excited to see what the season holds. You know, I told Coach, I said, man, you sure got an easy schedule this year. He's loaded you guys up, so we know it's going to be from the get-go. It's going to be adversity, and it's going to be character building, no doubt. But we're looking forward to see what you guys do and cheering you on. Thankfully for me, my basketball season will be over at the end of February, and I'm hoping to make as many games as possible this year. So, hey, thanks for coming on the program. You're a great interview, and looking forward to what's ahead this season, so good luck to you.
All right. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Y'all be safe and y'all, God bless y'all, man.
Thank you, Ron. That's Ron Franklin Jr. from EKU Baseball. Every time we've got a baseball guest on, Ryan, I just get more amped for what's coming, man. I'm so excited for it. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with EKU women's assistant coach, Coretta Brown. Will join us again here on the Sports Stove Local Hour.
With over 20 years of experience, Matt Schaefer and the good folks at locally owned IPM Pest and Termite provides pest control service for all of Central Kentucky's pest control needs. Whether you have a current pest control problem or want to prevent infestation from ever entering your home, IPM Pest and Termite offers maintenance programs that will help keep pests out of your home and provide peace of mind. So for dependable, reliable services that you can count on, get in touch with our good friend Matt Schaefer at IPM Pest and Termite today at myipm.com. That's myipm.com.
Welcome back into the Sports Stove Local Hour presented by Righteous Felon Jerky. Again, you can try for yourself the great jerky at righteousfelon.com. Use the code STOVE15. You're going to get 15% off your purchase. Now time to welcome in our second guest of the evening. She is a legend in the sport of basketball, and we sure are glad that she's in Richmond. She's the EKU Women's Basketball Assistant Coach, Coach Coretta Brown. Hey, Coach, how you doing? Oh, we got you muted. There it is.
How about now? I'm good.
Now we got you. Good to have you back on the program. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. How you doing, Ryan?
Doing all right. How about you?
I can't complain.
I want to talk about these ladies. They're 8-0 at home, 5-game win streak. Phenomenal non-conference year this year season, and started off slow in conference, but then they found their groove. How much fun is this team this year?
Oh, this team is—it's a blessing. Like I don't think it's been a single practice. It's been like this since I've been at EKU, to where, you know, sometimes you kind of have them knucklehead players to where you're like, oh, I don't want to see this one today. Haven't had a one. You know, this is a—it's a fun group. You know, it's exciting. It always helps when you win. But these young ladies are—they're fun to be around. I gotta say, like, this season has been super special.
Yeah. So. This year, I got a chance to vote in the media vote for the preseason stuff, the preseason polls and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I voted you guys as number two in the preseason conference because I didn't want to, you know, put you guys too high. I wanted you guys to work for something. But you guys ended up being, I think, third in the preseason poll there. And I mean, the expectation in the time that you guys have been here, you and Coach Todd have been here, continues to rise each year. Do you think that you guys this year have hit the mark that you're aiming for? Or is there still progress to go? I mean, I know there's going to be progress, but do you feel like you guys have attained what your goal was when you guys teamed up to come here?
I think we're getting there. You know, as far as reaching the mark yet, we haven't cut down a net. You know, but I do feel like we're making the right strides. We're getting the right people in here. Like I said, this team this year is fun to be around. They're two-way players pretty much from top to bottom, so – and that's what it takes to win that championship. So I definitely think we're making the right strides.
You know, I just – the word I keep using this year is depth. I mean, for the first time in the Coach Todd era, this EKU team has guards that can just run, can shoot, can defend. They got bigs that are down there. And, I mean, they're incredibly nice when they're not on the court. But, man, they are tough when they're down there on the court, seeing Jasmine – Rafi and Sierra down there just doing their jobs, and Bridget as well, and to have them down there and have that tool in the tool bag that you guys haven't really had, at least at this level, this depth, in your time here, isn't that nice just from a practice and planning perspective?
Yes. Absolutely. It makes scouting way more easier. You know, I mean, like you said, you know, we have 12 players that dress out in jerseys, and any 12 at any given day could be the player of the game, you know, and that's very special. That's very unique. You don't get that a lot, especially in women's basketball. So we definitely want to capitalize on it and make the most of this season, whatever that looks like. If that's finishing first, if that's finishing second, third, whatever, like, we just want to enjoy the process.
And you guys, you're I don't even know if that you're truly at full strength right now, but you're closer to it than what you've been all year, as far as for a while there was just waiting for eligibility to come through for Caitlin, for injury stuff with Nakia and with Antoinette still dealing with different things here and there. And it seems like when you've got everybody, I mean, you guys look really hard to beat when everybody's there.
Yeah, it makes a difference. You know, like I said, especially with knowing the way Coach Todd liked to play, you know, we're not a program that's going to walk the ball up the floor. You know, we're going to get up and down for 40 minutes, and having those bodies, those fresh bodies that can come in, and it's pretty much not a lot of drop off, you know, when we do sub. And that's, like I said, that's just special. That's just unique to have.
And we had Caitlin on a couple of weeks ago. She had her season best, her career best, I think, the other day. And do you see that her kind of hitting her stride right now?
I think the best way to describe KC, as we call her, is she's just getting started. You know, she had a career high, and I'm like, you'll break that again this season. You know, I think for her, especially, you know, the uncertainty of, am I going to play this year? Am I going to be eligible? And then understanding and learning she's going to play. And then, okay, not only am I playing, I'm starting. You know, it's been a lot of, oh, my God, for her. And I think she's finally hitting her stride. And I honestly feel that it's uphill from here with Caitlin.
It seems like Bree has hit a massive growth this year. She was, you know, her freshman year, she was basically a defensive player. That's at least the way that I saw it from sitting on the sideline. She was there. She filled her role really well. She played incredible defense. She got hurt, and she got a chance to shoot a lot while she was injured. And now this year, I mean, she's one of the best shooters on the team. Have you seen that growth in Bree?
I freaking love Bree, and we missed Bree last season, if we're being honest. You know, she's another one that's battled with some injuries, but Bree's a champion. You know, she comes from a high school team that's, you know, competed for a state championship. She's one of those players that she's going to do whatever it takes, you know, even if it means it may not show up in the stat sheet. she's a winner. And that's the main thing that I love about Bree, is that she's going to impact winning one way or the other.
And last player I want to touch on before I let Ryan jump in here is Mari, Antoinette Walker. I mean, she's just different. I mean, she's just, when she's healthy and when she's there, she is clearly the best player on the floor. What can you say about her? Not just who she is, but maybe even the growth you've seen in her time here at EKU.
Definitely seen some growth, you know, and I think that's the thing with playing under Coach Todd. You know, I think that's why we are able to get a lot of transfers. The unique thing about EKU, especially with a women's basketball program, you can just be you, you know, and I think it's really worked to Antoinette Walker's favor, to where she can come into a program and it's not, you got a mold to fit this program. It's just, you know, how can we better serve you? And I mean, you hit it on the head. Antoinette Walker is different, you know, again, like she's it's a couple of them that's just warriors, you know, that whether you win or lose, like you can sleep well at night because you know they were in the fight. And Antoinette Walker is one of those, you know, like she wants to win at all costs. And that's what I love most about her. But her growth, especially on the offensive end, we worked a lot this offseason on her three ball. You know, I love to see that percentage going up. She's still turning over a little too much for me, but we're working on that as well. And that's one of the main things that I love about Antoinette Walker, is that she's not afraid of the work. You know, she's going to get in. She's going to shoot extra. She's going to watch film. Like, she's going to put the work in. And so the success that she's having right now is very deserving for her.
Yeah, and I was surprised last year. It's like, man, she just kept shooting mid-range. I don't think she didn't shoot very many threes at all last year. And she came out this year firing, and that's neat to see. It's good to see that growth over the offseason. Ryan, what do you got for Coach Brown?
Well, Coach Brown, you talked about warriors, and you were lucky enough to be, or blessed enough to be drafted and go into the professional basketball realm. A personal question of mine is, who was the best player you played against, and how did the performance go?
Best player I played against. Oh, my God. You know some of the players I played against. That's a tough one. I mean, I played against Cynthia Cooper. I don't know if you remember her, three-time WNBA champion. I played against her. I mean, I played against Deanna Nolan, who played at UGA, played with the Detroit Shock. She's, like, super-duper quick. You know, like, I've played against some really tough competitors. So that's really hard for me to answer, because they're all, like, Hall of Famers in their own right. I will say that probably the favorite that I've ever played with would definitely hands down be Tamika Catchings, though. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your matchup, college or WNBA, the matchup that you had that you left going, man, I'm so proud of how I played against that in that matchup?
In that matchup. It would probably be my rookie season when we played at the Connecticut Sun. You know, first year, fresh in, I'm a rookie, you know, getting minutes here or there. And I went off. I got hot. You know, I got the opportunity. I got the minutes. I think I ended up dropping like 28, and we got the win. So that was most memorable for me. And just seeing the way, like even Tamika, like seeing the way those veterans were so happy, you know, and pretty much lobbying to the head coach, like, hey, play her more. She's going to do all of that. That was really cool to be a part of.
Now, and I ask the girls this when we have them on the show. I say, how does having someone on the staff like Coach Brown and all her experience, how does that help you? And every single one of them pretty much say the same thing, that they lean on your experience. They're able to tap in to the knowledge and the experience that you have. How are you able to use that experience to help these girls?
I think first and foremost, just letting them know that I care. You know, like whatever that is, you know, some of them do want to continue to play pro. Some of them want to play in the WNBA. Some of them just really want to have a good college career. Some of them just want more playing time. You know, I think that's what I really try to pride myself on, is just what that individual wants. And then how can I better serve that individual? You know, so it's kind of like a give and take relationship. They said all that nice stuff, but they don't say how hard I'm on them. But I think they love it. Again, like this group this year is very unique. You know, it's fun to be around, and you know, it's fun to coach. Like, it's no other way to put it. Like, they're just fun to coach.
Well, I also asked him, I said, because Coach Todd is so quiet, who yells at you? And they always say Coach Brown.
I'm the loudest one in the room, for sure. For sure.
Let me ask you this. So I always try to lean on coaches and learn from them. You know, how are you able to balance? Because it seems like you can't stereotype people, but it seems like society as a whole right now, young people, they're just not as mentally tough in a lot of ways. They're not treated the same way. in many cases, as our generation would have been. And so I'm curious of how have you had to adjust anything, if at all, to maybe just a different style of kid that comes up these days?
Yeah, it's certain things that I've had to adjust. Like when it comes to coaching the X's and O's and the athlete, like I never adjust that, you know, because I want to pride myself on being a good coach. But I think it's more so the off the court stuff, you know, and just being really available to the person, you know, not just the athlete. I'm a coach. So I'm always ready to get in the gym and do some extra work, quad film, whatever. But it's really just inputting and investing in the person, the human being, and just understanding. I think I have a pretty good gauge on reading energy and body language and understanding when something is wrong with that player and just letting them know. And that's not just me. You know, that's the other assistant coaches as well. And just letting them know that our phones are always on. Our doors are always open. Like when you're here at EKU, like whatever it is you're going through, don't go through it alone, because there's tons of people around you that's ready to help you or whatever you need. Like we're here, like you sign here, you committed. So we're committed to you, not just the athlete, but the person as well.
I love it. Ryan, what else you got for Coach Brown?
Coach, watching how basketball has changed a lot since you played. If we gave you a jersey.
Hey, Ryan, how old you think I am? I played. You hear that,
bitch? I heard it.
You got drafted in 2003. I was born in 2001.
I was playing with you, Ryan.
But if we gave you a jersey right now, how many minutes do you want and how many points you dropping?
How many minutes do I want right now? Are we saying hypothetically that I'm in shape or – right now, play me the whole game. Ooh. Play me the whole game. That's what I did in college. You know, I was one of those, and this is probably what I love about Bree. Like, I'm going to figure it out. Like, I'm going to figure out a way to get on that court. You need shooting? I got you. You need defense? Got you. You need someone with assists? I guess, like, I'm going to figure out a way to get on that court. So if I was in shape and had my legs back then, yeah, play me the whole game.
Now, let me ask you this, Coach. Can you teach that to someone, or is that just come naturally? Because, you know, if I could figure out a way to teach the guys that I coach that, hey, if you can just figure out a way to contribute on the floor, it would make a huge difference for your playing time. And I could tell them that, but it's hard to get it into them. Is that something that you can teach, or is that something that just comes naturally?
I think you can teach anything if the subject is open to it.
Okay.
You know, like it's – you know, some players, it's worked out in their favor. You know, when they come watch film, hey, this is what you got to do to get on the court. They figure it out. They do it. Other players, they don't want to hear that. They don't figure it out. They still sit the bench. You know, yeah. So I think, especially when it comes to teaching anything, like as long as you have an open mind that's willing to learn and grow, then it can be taught.
Very good. All right. Now, how nice was it in Florida last week after the snow here in Kentucky?
It was really nice, especially coming back 2-0. Yeah. That was a fun trip. I mean, the airport ride, we did get stuck in the airport all day Wednesday, but I mean, and that was amazing. Like we were literally in the airport all day, and to see the way that those girls, because I knew they were hurting. I was hurting. So just to see the way that they played on Thursday, like I was like, wow, this is really a tough team.
Yeah, I remember after the North Alabama game, you know, Coach, anytime someone brought up Florida, he's like, listen, it's a business trip. We're going out there to work. And it's like, yeah, but seriously, at that time, at that North Florida game, I knew it was really cold. It was snowy and icy and all that kind of stuff. Like, you got to be able to enjoy a little bit of the warmth, at least. I know you guys got to go touch the ocean a little bit as well, which I'm sure was fun for the girls. So they've been to Alaska earlier this year, Florida now as well. Let me come back to that Alaska trip real quick. It was an experience. Every girl says the same thing. I've never done it before. And so far they've said, I really don't care to do it again, but it was a lot of fun while we were up there.
Yeah. Probably don't care to get it, 'cause it was cold. It was like the below freezing that we had here. Like it was like that every single day, but I mean, it was very unique. Like who can say that they've gone to Alaska and got a chance to dog sled, you know, like it was one of those one-on-one opportunities that, to be honest, I'm with them. Would I do it again? Probably not, you know, but I did it. It was fun. I enjoyed it while I did it.
Now, two different experiences. You guys went to Ireland the year before. You go to Alaska this year. Does one stand out above the other? Is it just kind of the awesomeness of being part of a program that gets the opportunity to do those kinds of things?
I think it's just the awesomeness of being a part of a program that, you know, gets those experiences. Like when these ladies graduate, like those are their experiences. They're going to come back to a reunion. Oh, remember that time we went to Ireland? Remember that time we went to Alaska? Like, that's the kind of stuff. I know that's the kind of stuff that me and my teammates talk about still, is our different trips and stuff like that. But probably the one that I remember the most, the one that I would do again, is the Bahamas. I do that one again.
Yeah. See, I have friends in the Bahamas that live there. He's a pastor down there, and I, you know, I keep telling him, I'm like, yeah, I'm a pastor here in Kentucky. I was like, you know, you should invite me to come down and speak sometime at your church, because I'm just too cheap to go down there on my own. But I'm gonna make it down there at some point. Your guys' next game is at home Wednesday night against Stetson Country Music Night. Are you a country music fan?
I am not, but. Okay. I have expanded, right? Open mind. There's young ladies on my team, and I actually have a country playlist on my phone, believe it or not. So it's some country songs that I do like, but if you hop in my truck, you won't catch a country song.
So I don't know. I don't know exactly what country music night means. I'm not sure what all is going on that night, but we'll have to remind Ron Franklin that it's a country music night, because he's got one walk up song that's a country song too. So, so I encourage people to come out there. I won't make it Wednesday night because I have church. But the following Thursday, you guys Saturday are at Florida Gulf Coast, and then you're back home again Thursday the 8th. And so I'm going to make a big push on Thursday the 8th to get as many people there as I can working. I'm actually going to be reaching out here soon to Raymond and see what we can do to work out a deal. And I'm going to start getting as many people as we can, because I keep telling everybody, Coach, like, I know the guys have this motto of the most exciting 40 minutes in sports, and they are. They're fun. They're a great team to watch. I love watching the girls' games. If I had to pick one, I would come to your game over the guys' game. And I love Coach A-Dub, and I love the players and all that there too. I just think the product that you guys are putting out on the floor right now is so, so fun to watch. And I told all the guys on my team, I said, listen, if you're going to go to a game, go to a girls' game. You're going to learn more from watching them play just fundamentally than what you're going to learn from the guys. I just really love what you guys are doing. And so we're going to work really hard to get people out there on Thursday the 8th. Obviously, if you're able and can get out there on Wednesday, get out there on Wednesday. If you're not going to go to the game, then you might as well come to church. So come on over. But Thursday the 8th, let's try to get as many people there as we can and support you guys. But Coach, Ryan, anything else for Coach before we send her off?
No, I'm all right. I'll probably be there Wednesday.
Okay. All right.
Probably or will.
Gotta do my best. Homework comes first. Sure.
Homework, I hear you.
Yeah, you got her tied there. She's not allowed to say anything about what you said, bring up homework. But, yep. Coach, I really do appreciate you coming on, taking time for us. And we're really excited about how the season's going for you this year. And looking forward to continue cheering you on. I said, you know, it smells like March in Richmond right now. I know that's the goal ultimately for you guys. So we're cheering you on. And really do appreciate you taking time for us tonight.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate it. Thank you, Vince. Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome. That's Coach Brown from EKU Women's Basketball. And like I said, you got to get out and support these ladies. 7 o'clock on Wednesday against Stetson Country Music Night. And then Thursday, February 8th is home against Queens. Play for K as well. And then Youth Sports Night the following Saturday against Kennesaw State. So lots going on. Here we're down to, I think, about eight, nine games, something like that left in the season. It's wrapping up very, very quickly. And so everybody needs to get out there and support these ladies. Goodness, get your homework done and support these ladies for sure. Ryan, this has been a fun show, man. It's good to have you back after you being gone last week due to homework. But
it feels good to be back.
That's awesome. Ron was a lot of fun. Ron Franklin Jr. Then I'm telling you, this baseball team is going to be a fun squad to watch this year. Coach Brown, we could talk to her for hours. Just have her telling stories about her past. And I mean, she's an incredible lady, and I know she's done a lot of good for these girls on the team, and good in the community as well. So thanks to Coretta Brown. Thanks to Ron Franklin Jr. Thanks to KB and Alex for helping us get those interviews lined up tonight as well. Thanks to Righteous Felon Jerky. Make sure you check them out, righteousfelon.com, code STOW15 at checkout. IPM Pest and Termite, they are local. So if you are here in the area and you have mice or pest issues, you need to get a hold of IPM Pest and Termite. Tell them you heard about us. I heard about them on this program. I would be greatly appreciative of that. And then All Around Roofing, we haven't played their commercial today, so I apologize for that. But All Around Roofing, also local, and they take care of all your exterior needs, whether it's roofing repairs or replacement, siding, windows, gutters, soffits, all kinds of things. They can take care of it for you. Great company. I do know some of our listeners have used them and have been pleased and happy with that as well. So, so make sure you check them out. Also, make plans Thursday, February 8th, 7 o'clock at night, at the Baptist Health Arena in Richmond, Kentucky. Join us there as the Sports Stove does its part to get people into the stands, and hopefully you can be there to help us cheer them on as well. Ryan, any parting thoughts before we go away tonight?
More of a parting statement. Try and stay warm. This is gonna it's gonna be a little chilly. So
at least yes, windy. It is. Stay warm. Yeah, I tell you, one way you can stay warm is you buy some spicy jerky from Righteous Felon to warm you up.
Definitely.
all right. So the plan would be we'll be back here next Monday, 8 o'clock, with more guests. I believe this might be a little early to announce this, but I believe Josiah Ezra is going to be with us next Monday to talk about his experience in the East-West Shrine Game. And possibly another former EKU football player. So we're going to continue to work on some guests and get those lined up. We've really enjoyed our guests tonight. And thank you all for tuning in tonight as well. If you enjoyed the program, throw a thumbs up on wherever you're watching us at or listening to us at, and let someone else know about the program. If you don't mind, we'd greatly appreciate that too. Let you know as well, Sunday, the Sports Stove Fantasy Baseball Show is live at 8 o'clock every Sunday night. And myself and a fantasy baseball writer from bellyupsports.com joins the program. So that's every Sunday night. And then every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, my dad joins me, and we talk right now a lot of NFL playoffs, Super Bowl, that kind of thing. And we cover a whole lot of Major League Baseball once that season gets rolling as well. And so if you like sports talk, tune in Sunday night, Wednesday night, and, of course, every Monday night to the Sports Stove Local Hour as well. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Sports Stove Local Hour. Until next time, we'll see you around the Sports Stove.